All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseballs, the t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseball's the lunchbox.
I have to possess this comic.
Baseball's the breakfast cereal.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
Baseball's the coloring book.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
We gonna get this show on the road or what?
You didn't do the thing.
What thing?
The thing with your arm when you go engage.
I don't remember doing a thing with my arm.
You do. You sit behind there and you
He's not landing a plane.
He does the Picard engage maneuver.
It's not often that I say, I told you so. But I'm gonna start this episode, episode 90...
91.
One, by saying, I told you so, because Indiana Jones 4 is about aliens.
It is about aliens.
Is that what we're calling the episode?
Sure.
It's about aliens?
I think so.
I don't think we should, because nothing that we're going to talk about tonight has anything not to do with DC. Did that come out right?
Yeah, but that's so played out.
What?
I just don't know what to say.
We are talking about Indiana Jones and the alien.
We are?
Yeah, it's in the news.
All right.
I mean, you know, you're rushing us ahead.
I'm not doing any such thing.
You are.
Fantastic came on here. It's all about aliens. I told you so. Shit, not me.
Did you see the picture of the skull?
I did see the picture.
Now, you saw the picture of that scan that I had sent you.
Right.
Which is a product catalog.
Right.
But actually, there was a really clear picture of the skull online, like yesterday.
Did you grab it?
Of course not. I didn't think that it was going to get pulled.
You got to grab these things.
They haven't pulled anything else yet surrounding that film.
You
the picture of Indy with the bazooka. The picture of Indy in the warehouse where the Ark was dropped off at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. All those pictures are still up online.
I grabbed it.
He Did grabbed you?
It. But when I grabbed it, I replaced it with a bag of sand.
There's just no... What do you say to that?
There's nothing you can say to that. Except that this show is going downhill like a boulder.
So then you have it. Is that what you're saying? Because you left the bag of sand. Did you pick up the bag of sand and leave the skull?
I didn't see it. I'm lying.
Okay.
It was shiny. It was in a crate.
Looked purple.
It was crystal. Kind of was like a cross between an alien head and a Terminator skull.
A Terminator skull?
Yeah. You know, like the skull head on the T-1000?
Oh, okay. It looked like one of them Roswell aliens, though, didn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah, that kind of figures.
A little bit.
I'm a little afraid.
Well, come on. It's kind of hokey and campy and...
Fantastic. You can't like this whole alien thing.
I don't mind it one bit.
See? He don't mind it one bit. I don't mind it one bit.
No. Why would you?
It's
Why would
too
you take
early.
A classic... archaeologist, relic hunter like Indiana Jones, and now he's hunting alien bits?
No.
Yeah, no, okay. Makes sense.
First of all, he's not hunting alien bits. He's not hunting alien bits. He finds the skull in some sort of like tribal city where
uh-huh.
they're worshiping the skull.
Uh-huh. You've seen the movie?
They're dealing with the
you've,
alien
you've
bits.
Seen
no,
the,
but
you've seen the plot?
Have you actually read anything online?
I've read some stuff. I don't take it as gospel like you do.
I don't believe that you actually read.
We all know I read.
Your problem, Kevin, is that you don't believe.
That's right. You're a non-believer.
I guess I should go out.
Maybe when the X-Files 2 movie comes out, you become a believer.
Say, I should go out and buy that box set of the X-Files. Will that help me believe?
You know, seriously, they are doing an X-Files 2, right?
What are they going to do with it, though?
I have no idea, but it's in production already. David Duchovny and what was the chick's name?
Gillian Anderson.
Gillian Anderson back on board for their roles. I don't know. They're developing it. I liked X-Files like in the first three seasons or so. Four seasons maybe.
Yeah, there was definitely a plot line in there. It was the alien abduction leading up to the alien abduction plot line that it was, and Mulder's death was a hot one. But somewhere along the line, they just completely lost me. And then they came back with a season, and I was like, what the hell was the storyline about again? And ever since then the movie came out like a year later, and I was lost.
Chupacabra.
That was a good one-off episode.
They kind of, I actually
the
liked,
Fluke Band.
I actually liked the Lone Gunman show. Which yeah, I actually watched.
That was good.
And I liked that fine. And I always meant to watch The X-Files, but I just never got around to it.
Remember the pilot story in the Lone Gun episode?
What
was it?
It's the 9/11 plot.
Yeah.
It's the 9/11 what?
It's eerily similar to the 9/11
plot.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Correlations, perhaps?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the terrorists were fans.
Well, the terrorists may be fans of Marvel, or they may be running Marvel, because...
wait till you hear what I've got.
Well, do you have Secret Invasion?
No, I don't have Secret Invasion.
Okay, here we go. Another big... It runs through the entire Marvel Universe. You ready for this?
Sure.
Some of the Marvel Universe characters...
are zombies.
Close. May actually be Skrulls. Skrulls, for the uninitiated, are a race of beings that can change their form to look like you and I.
Skrulls are
speaking
the
of aliens.
Clone.
Why would anyone want to change their form to look like you?
The point is that they would want to change their form to look like, say, a Marvel Universe character, like, well, probably not Spider-Man.
They've already screwed him up enough.
And it would be really convenient if Dead Cap was a Skrull, wouldn't it?
Of course, because then real Cap could be alive somewhere.
That's right. He could be alive somewhere. I wonder where this is going.
I was listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 90.
Wow.
Today.
You were?
Yeah, you guys did some pretty good coverage of the return of Captain America, or Bucky.
That's right, Winter
Captain
Soldier.
Bucky. The Winter Soldier. I actually thought he was cool as the Winter Soldier. If it wasn't Bucky, it would have been cooler, but... That said...
Bucky's a terrible name.
Secret Invasion.
Rabbit.
Secret Invasion.
Okay.
Is happening across the Marvel Universe. Of course, it will touch every corner of the Marvel Universe.
I secretly don't care.
I'm just saying. I'm here to deliver the news that this is the next great Marvel crossover, according to them. I'm very excited to see what they're going to screw up or fix past screw-ups. What past screw-ups they're going to fix with this crossover. I'm very, very excited.
Well, I'm here to report the news.
It's like a train wreck.
Of a potential Marvel spin-off film.
Ooh.
That I honestly did not see coming. But now having read about it, feel nauseous and would like to take a nap.
Okay.
Okay, wait, let me see. So it's a spin-off, so it must be spinning out of a film that already happened.
Correct.
Okay. Is it spinning off of Blade 3? Is it those dudes from Blade 3?
No,
Brian
it's not.
Reynolds and the hottie?
It is not. Although that might be halfway decent.
That would be awesome. Brian Reynolds and which one was that in that movie? It was Whistler's daughter.
Yeah. Oh, was it that
Jessica Biel?
Jessica Biel, yeah.
Oh my God. She's so hot.
She does have a nice butt.
What were they called? I can't remember what they were called.
No, but no, that's not it.
Okay. That's not it. Okay. All right. Let's see. You can't spin anything out of Spider-Man, right? It can't be a Venom movie, can
it?
Oh, you got to
second
be
guess.
Kidding.
We didn't even get to have fun with it. There is no fun to be had with it.
What?
Yeah. There is talks
okay.
about a potential Venom spinoff movie.
Ooh.
Now that Marvel has come to an interim agreement with the Writers Guild of America, they have the ability to move forward with potential products and projects, and a Venom spinoff is on the platter somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Do you care?
Did you hear anything about Spider-Man 4? There was a rumor floating
can't
around.
Can't suck worse than Spider-Man 3? Is that
there
the
was
title?
A rumor floating around about who was writing it.
Okay.
But I don't remember.
Was it Sam Raimi?
No. Oh, it wasn't okay. Sam. It was some Somebody who wrote something very famous and you're like, really, that guy? But I can't remember who it is.
All right.
Hey, if you out there have heard the rumor about Spider-Man 4 and who's writing it, pop on over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Let us know so we can let everyone else know eventually when it will, you know, be widely known.
There whenever, right. Sometime. All right. All right. How about the Clone Wars?
Now, are we talking about the period in Star Wars history?
No. We're talking about the new animated CGI series.
Okay.
For those of you across the pond, it would appear that Lucas Entertainment, or Lucasfilm, is planning to release the first three episodes of the new Clone Wars series theatrically.
Oh, yes, I did hear
that. In the UK. Right. And there's some speculation as to whether or not that will be the case here in the United States.
I say no fucking way.
Really? You don't think so?
Nope.
Why not? Not even limited engagement?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I don't think it benefits him to do that, because that's a whole larger publicity campaign that's going to cost a lot of money. And I think...
You don't think the revenue stream would be there, though?
Does it need it?
No, he doesn't need any more revenue, but it doesn't stop him from doing
the point.
Shit.
The point is that the fact that this is meant as a TV show is that they're doing it in half-hour episodes or hour episodes, whatever it is.
Okay.
Is it half-hour or hour? Actually, I haven't heard that at all. But either way, it's intended for TV. It's being cut for TV. It's a different medium. He's done films. He's, you know, there's been, all these things have been done. This is a new thing. It's a new format. Let's keep it in the new format, I say. Fantastic.
I think you're being a little short-sighted here. I'm sensing a Big Kev's Geek Stuff opportunity. And that Big Kev's Geek Stuff presents Clone Wars feature length in the United States.
See? Yeah. Should we present that?
We should.
We can get the DVDs. Right. We'll rip them.
That's it.
We'll stitch them together.
Absolutely.
In whatever order we find to be the best. And then we'll have our production of Clone Wars go up against the official. Guaranteed ours is going to be better, number
right.
one.
Of course.
Right. We will do to Clone Wars what Fox did to
Firefly.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
Yes,
damn,
Firefly.
You got me.
And, fell right into that one.
That's what we'll do.
I think what we should do to Clone Wars is the same thing they're doing in that film, Be Kind, Rewind. Have you seen the trailers for this yet?
That looks like a pretty good movie.
Is
that Jack Black?
Really, that is Jack Black.
I didn't see the trailer yet, but I've heard.
Do you know the concept of the film?
No.
Jack Black and Mos Def work in a VHS store, so that gives you a feel for when the time period of the film takes place. And Jack Black is all kind of nutty and obsessed with like alien invasion and stuff like that, so he's got like all these electromagnets, and he wears like a tinfoil hat and shit. And he comes into the store, and he erases all of the VHS tapes in the store. And so
on purpose.
No, he doesn't go through and erase them all, but the electromagnets and the foil and everything magnetically, you know, erases all the tapes. So him and Mos Def go back and recreate the films just starring the two of them, but it's like shorter versions of the movie and the two of them just play every single role and then they start renting them out to people. It looks hilarious. It looks funny.
That is a funny premise. I have a problem with it being Jack Black and Mos Def.
Why?
Did you ever hear Mos Def talk?
Yeah, he's like, actually not that bad. I like him.
I mean, did you ever hear him talk? Just like having a conversation about something?
Yeah.
He's kind of retarded, dude.
No, he's not.
With respect. All right, then he has no grasp on an Ebonics-less language.
I heard him on Bill Maher. I don't understand, though, what his real voice is like, because one of those has to be a character. I mean, I've heard him in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy,
right.
A couple different movies.
Right.
What's the Italian Job? He's in that too, right? But then I heard him on Bill Maher, and he was speaking the way that I would assume that Mos Def speaks.
Careful, you're edging into OG territory there.
It's not English as Kevin knows it, let's say.
Right.
But there's definitely some English words in there.
Yes.
I don't know which is real, though.
I'll tell you what's real.
What's real?
Professor X took a bullet to the head.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In Messiah Complex.
So now his brain is paralyzed also?
According to Beast, he is dead.
Oh, good.
And the books, of course, are going to be all shaken up and yada. You know, we go through this big X-Men crossover every couple of years. Wait, wait, don't say it because it's mine.
Oh.
I'm wondering why Cyclops simply doesn't make a deal with Mephisto. And we get a brand new X Day.
That's not what I was
going
to say.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Because that's where I was going with it. It's like, well, hell, if they can save the old lady who's 106 from dying by making a deal with Mephisto, why can't Cyclops do the same thing for Professor X so that he can live and we can have our books the way that they are and not shuffle-o again?
Because that's not Professor X, sir. That's a Skrull.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
That's it, son.
Okay. That could be. How this will affect the books is that there's only going to be two teams left, and that's going to be X-Force, which is Wolverine, X-23, Warpath, and Wolvesbane, and X-Factor, which is Madrox, Monet, Strong Guy, Siren, and Richter. Everybody else is going to kind of have their own lives and stuff, and that's kind of going to be the focus of Uncanny X-Men. It'll cover those characters in their individual lives. Cyclops, Emma Frost, Wolverine, again, because he's in every book. Nightcrawler, Colossus, and Archangel. X-Men.
Wait, isn't Colossus dead?
No, no, sir. He was brought back to life by your pal, Joss Whedon.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
X-Men, regular X-Men. Will undergo a name change and become X-Men Legacy. X-Men Legacy will follow Professor X, who's dead.
Who's a corpse.
And deal with Magneto, Beast, Rogue, and eventually Gambit, but not right off the bat for some reason. New X-Men will be ending outright.
Okay.
So if you're a new X-Men fan, fuck off, your book's ending.
Okay.
Uncanny will continue, as we've said. And there it is. A new title will be coming called Young X-Men, in which Cyclops will, of course, take the mantle and start teaching kids.
Didn't we have that already?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Generation X?
Yeah. Like Rock Slide, Dust, and Wolf Cub, along with some new characters, of course.
Don't we have enough wolf characters?
Anyway, Cable and Wolverine will remain solo. Yes, they will suck, but they will be solo titles. So I read one of those, you know, Wolverine I've been reading since the beginning.
Well, you are a Wolverine fan.
I am, but it's hard to keep up considering he's in every fucking book that Marvel puts out.
That's true. Let's talk a little bit about Chronicles of Narnia, the next Chronicles of Narnia film.
Prince Caspian?
Yes. Did you see the trailer from the Super Bowl?
I did.
It was very nice looking, very pretty.
Yes.
Kind of makes me eager to see it. In addition to that, something I didn't know but found out this past week, one of my favorite stand-up comedians is lending his voice to the film Prince Caspian.
Carrot Top? Really?
No, but I do like Carrot Top. No, Eddie Izzard.
Oh, really?
He will be playing the voice of the rodent Rippy Cheep, I believe it is. He's like a little bastard with a sword, and he's like foul-mouthed and kind of Eddie. Well, Eddie isn't gay.
He's a cross-dresser.
He's a cross-dresser, but he's not gay. He's very clear on that, if you've ever listened to Dress to Kill, sir.
I understand. Let's talk about some comic releases this week.
Didn't we just talk about some comic releases?
No, that's stuff that's coming up. This is stuff that actually came out.
Oh, okay.
Marvel's The 12, number 2, written by J. Michael Straczynski. This is that book that chronicles the new adventures, I guess, of the characters from the past.
Okay.
That whole thing that's happening. Countdown to Final Crisis number 12. We edge ever closer to this big DC crisis, which the more I understand, the more I become scared about what the hell DC is doing to its universe.
All right.
So, but I don't want to speculate. Star Wars Legacy 19. This is the Star Wars book. I think this is the premier Star Wars comic book. It's been great since its inception, and it continues to get better. It's, of course, as we've discussed, Kane Skywalker. Late relative of Luke et al. Check that out. And, of course, we would be remiss if we did not mention after 10 years, Scud the Disposable Assassin, number 21.
Wow. Finally, huh? Back from the depths.
After 10 years. The grave. The great Rob Schrab.
He is a great man.
Has seen fit to come and finish the story that he did not finish 10 years ago. So we have the final four issues. Issue 21 is the first. Published by Image. Which will finish the story that we have waited, some of us, a decade to read. I can't even begin
decade,
to
really?
Tell you.
Decade, really? Wow.
Yeah. And so this is issue 21. 22 will come out in March, 23 in April, 24 in May. It's Death of the... they're all individually titled. This one is called Return of the Overused Muse. March issue 22nd will be Challenge of the Overused Muse. April, Retaliation, and followed in May by issue 24, the final issue of the series, Death of the Overused Muse. It is fantastic. I couldn't be more excited about finally getting to read the end of the
story.
Which, of course, will undoubtedly lead to, hopefully, trades.
Yeah,
maybe some La Cosa Nostroid stuff from you.
Yeah, sure. Why don't we stick with some stuff that came out this week, Kev? I know you have a plethora, dare I say, a bevy of product over there. You know how I feel about this. Because you know how I feel about this, and you know why I feel this way about it. While I do appreciate the product from DC Direct, I'm not a huge fan of the Ed McGuinness stuff. So there, let me get it out there.
Okay.
But this is the next wave of the Ed McGuinness DC Direct Live. What is it? Vengeance, I think it is. Series 2?
It is
two,
Superman,
three?
Batman. It's based on the book Superman, Batman, Vengeance.
Right.
And it's
Is this series 2
characters.
Or 3?
This is series...
2, I think, right?
I'm not sure.
I think it says series 2 on the front of the card.
It could be.
Okay. If you looked at the front of the card, perhaps... The answer
it says Vengeance Series 2.
Thank you. All right. So what are the five figures that we have in this line?
Well, what's great about it is that it is five figures, but it is only four packages.
Right.
So there is a double up in here, which is always nice for them to do.
We'll talk about that one last.
Okay. Let's talk about this one first because it's the one I understand the least.
Right.
This is the composite Superman.
Right. It's what if Batman and Superman had an illegitimate love child?
No. It's after one of their comrades is killed, the Maximums are out for revenge against Batman and Superman, but they might be in over their heads once this composite form of the two superheroes emerge. I don't know what that means. I don't know how this happened. It looks like one of those half man, half woman.
Right.
You turn one way, it's Superman. You turn the other way, it's Batman.
Superman, of course, being the woman.
Of course,
Batman
I don't.
Being the man.
I don't like it. I have never liked it. I don't understand it. But there it is. And we should say also about these, the way I feel about these Batman Superman pieces is, to me, they're more like the 6-inch animated versions of the DC Universe.
But that's because that's his style.
Exactly, and I appreciate them on that level.
Okay.
So that said, let's move on. Supergirl.
Okay.
When Superman steps into trouble at the hands of Darkseid, it's Superman's cousin, Supergirl, who comes to the rescue. This is the flavor text on the back of the package.
Ooh, wow.
Power Girl, because they cannot pump out enough Power Girl figures and merchandise.
Listen, it's well known that within our community, tits sell.
Well, obviously, because holy God, it's just another case of... Can she possibly be fighting crime with breasts that big?
Only if she was naked could they find another way to put out this figure.
As it turns out, Superman's situation is so dire, it takes Supergirls from multiple universes, including Power Girl from Earth 2, to free him from the clutches of Darkseid's evil.
Okay.
Okay.
So there it is.
That summarize that for you? Power Girl, Supergirl, composite Superman.
Okay.
Rounding out. Is the two-pack, which features the Joker. Hello.
Well, there's a shock.
Hello. And Mr. Mitzelplick. Dangerous on their own, there's no telling what these enemies of Batman and Superman are capable of when their devilish minds unite. They're not capable of nothing because Joker is a lunatic and Mental Plick is some little time traveling imp.
You know, we know what killed the Joker, by the way.
Well, let's not get ahead.
I know, I'm just saying.
Let me finish what I'm
saying. I'm just saying.
Mental Plick comes with three different hats. I believe they are all three of them intended for Mental Plick.
Okay.
Okay? Three different hats, I think. Maybe one of them's for the Joker.
Nah,
I'm not sure.
Nah, even the top hat's for Mitzel
Are you sure?
Plick. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I can't tell. In any event, this series, of course, they use the logo for Batman Superman
as the base,
as the base, and the base as the logo on the packaging.
Right.
Which I have always said is a genius move.
Sure.
By the folks over at DC Direct. These are out now. You can pick them up.
Okay. What else do we have that came out this week, product-wise?
Well, there's more DC product, sir.
Oh, no.
Oh, you just... Oh. Yeah. What were you saying about the Heath Ledger?
Well, no, we'll get to that. Let's stick with product.
No. You brought it up, and I want to know. I have to know.
You didn't read? We know what killed him.
No, I don't know.
Would you like me to read it to you?
Yes.
The cause of death was acute intoxication by the combined effects of oxycodone, hydrocodone, diazepam, temazepam, alprolam, doxylamine... as well as Valium, Xanax, and Unisom.
Wow.
He didn't OD on any single one of them. There was no exorbitant amount of any one of those in his bloodstream. It was an interaction of all of them together that did it.
Who the fuck is issuing these drugs to people? Who?
Well,
Those are all prescription except like Unisom, and that might even be a prescription.
I almost wonder if whoever the doctor was, if it was a single doctor, will be called into question or put under scrutiny. One would hope.
Should be put under a bat is what they should be put under. Who is issuing these drugs?
I don't know.
Did the same thing to that fucking wrestler, the Rabid Wolverine, Chris Benoit.
That's a little different.
Well, yeah, I mean, he killed people on his way, but I'm saying, man, somebody gave him the roids.
Well, I think he ordered the roids.
I'm just saying.
Just saying. All right, what do you have over there?
I have the Inara's shuttle ornament.
Right, ornament. Good one.
Serenity. Well, you have to call it an ornament.
I know, that's the licensing loophole.
Mm-hmm.
We know how it works.
Comes from Dark Horse Deluxe.
It does.
Includes detachable display base.
Of course.
Because, I mean, if you really want to, you know, hang it off your Christmas tree, I guess that's fine.
I have my my Serenity and my Serenity disguise as a Reavership actually hanging from my ceiling.
Well, this is not in scale with those.
No. It's about the same size as Serenity.
It is. And Serenity, for those of you that don't know, the movie based on Joss Whedon's TV show.
Nah, I said it once already. It's one and done. That's the new bit. One and done.
One and done has never been the bit.
Well, it is the bit tonight, sir.
I'm just saying. They might want to know.
Okay.
Inara's shuttle is the whore of the ship's shuttle.
Right.
It's not whore, though. They don't call it whore in the show.
Whore companion.
Companion, yes. And this shuttle actually flies and is actually stored within Serenity.
Sure.
And, yeah, it's really nice, nicely done. If you're a fire...
But it doesn't count if you say it. We know that gag.
If you're a fan of Serenity or from...
Lightning Bug.
You'll want to pick this up because the products are few and far between.
They are.
On this stuff. And
Although recently... We've seen a good chunk of stuff come out.
Can I tell you something also?
Sure.
I sent off a file folder.
Good.
Full of reference.
Good.
For the episode Shindig to our friend Robert Tonner.
As you should have.
I'm just saying. And if he does make them, I want fucking credit.
All right.
I want Robert Tonner to say, you know, Big Kev or Big Kev Zisa, he turned me on to this.
If he makes them, I just want them. Really is what it is.
Word.
You could have credit. I'd actually like the product. I'm just saying.
I would be something.
Word. So there you go. Product that came out this week. More Serenity goodness. All right. Back to some other stuff in the news. Let's go right to the Watchmen.
Okay.
No? You don't want to go to The Watchmen?
I haven't. I realize we haven't talked about The Watchmen
in a while.
Yeah.
Carla Gugino, who had a small cameo in Sin City, I believe.
It wasn't small. She was naked with no limbs.
Well, it's kind of small. She played compact.
She was lesbian, like cop or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
She's
playing the Silk Spectre, Sally Jupiter.
I figured that would happen.
In the Watchmen film. And she talked a little bit about her character and how they had to use full prosthetics for her to age from 25 years old at the beginning of the film and the opening sequences of the film to 67 years old in the 1980s, which is the time frame in which the film actually takes place.
Right.
We know that the film is actually wrapping up this week. It's wrapping up shooting this week in Vancouver. Zach has let us know.
Okay.
And apparently we're in for some really good treats. Ms. Gugino specifically pointed out the special effects sequence that is the opening of the film, in which they kind of get to meet Richard Nixon and a bunch of other people through time and history.
They're gonna Forrest Gump their way into the.
They're gonna Forrest Gump their way into it, but that's nice. Okay because it was done well in Gump.
Sure.
So the technology, I'm assuming, has advanced since that. How long ago was Gump? So
a long ass time ago.
And I put full faith into Zack Snyder, so I think he could do it.
Okay, I'm hopeful.
How do you feel about biopics? Do you like them?
Yeah, actually, I do like them. They're one of my favorite genres.
Okay, so then you'd probably be happy to know that in development currently as we speak, Henson.
Biopic?
Yep.
Hmm.
It was based on an original screenplay by Robert D. Slane, and it chronicles the life and achievements of Muppets creator Jim Henson. So it covers the life of the puppeteer, filmmaker, and entertainment mogul from his early fascinations with television as a teenager through his spectacular career and life achievements.
Okay.
The potential anticipated director right now is Penny Marshall.
Duh.
And they hope that, they can get a good cast to follow along.
Who do you think's going to play him?
That's tough, man. I mean...
He's a tall, lanky dude.
He is a tall, lanky dude, and that voice. I mean, you don't get the Jim Henson voice. I don't know.
Tom Hanks.
No way. Tom Hanks can't do the beard as good as Henson did.
Oh, yeah?
I know. I've seen Castaway. It's not as good as Henson's beard.
I'm just saying.
Henson had that full, like,
Bob
Ross beard going.
Uh-huh.
So... I don't know. I'm pretty excited about that. I mean, anything related to Henson is...
Well, yeah, but I think that one's going to come down to casting.
Sure. Well, like I said, it's going to be really important who plays that role.
Speaking of movies, let's talk about some new releases this week, shall we?
Sure.
Just very quickly, films you might want to check out on DVD. Elizabeth the Golden Age.
All right.
This, of course, is the sequel to Elizabeth... Cate Blanchett film of several
fantastic
years ago.
Film.
And it's the same cast, same crew, same director and everything else. And I hear they want to do another one.
Well, it would make sense. They chronicle the three stages of Elizabeth's life.
Right. Across the Universe.
Ooh, I like that.
This would be the musical based on the music of the Beatles.
Again, with a great scene by Eddie Izzard in there.
Yes, you're a little obsessed with Eddie Izzard. You know, fucking Bono's in that movie, too.
He sings
I Am the Walrus.
And Bono is Bono's really good. Who else? There's a lot of really good cameos. Who sings Come Together?
All of them? I don't know.
No. I can't remember. But anyway, it's
Across
Riddles
the
with
Universe
stars.
On DVD. Check it out. I didn't know about this. This one just got hip to me. I must have missed this in my shop. I'm going to leave it after we taped the show to go get this.
All right.
The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
Now, I didn't get to see that, but I really, really, really wanted to.
You have two distinct genres in Western.
Right.
Genres.
Right.
I think you have the kind of... No.
Oh.
All right. Three. You have the kind of action-oriented Western... Like Tombstone.
Right.
Right? That's mostly action-oriented, that movie. And then you have the Thinking Western.
Right.
Which I think... When I think thinking Western, I think more Wyatt Earp.
Okay.
Just to use those two as an analogy. But to give you another example, Geronimo.
Sure.
Thinking Western. What was that other one with Kevin Costner and a couple years ago? Huh? No, not Silverado, I would classify as an action Western. I'm talking about the, what was it, Open Range?
Open Range.
With Robert Duvall?
Yeah.
Thinking Man's Western. You know, there's two distinct types, and I think this is a Thinking Man's.
What was 310 to Yuma? Western. Was that action?
I think that was action, yeah. Okay. It was an action-oriented thing. Why? Did you like 310 to Yuma?
I haven't seen it yet. It's on my DVD pile to watch.
I thought it was really good. And of course, DC's, man, so much DC product that I'm just thinking everything's from DC.
Yo, I think we need to skip that next section and give your brain a break, maybe.
Maybe we should. Disney's, see, it's like DC, but it's there Disney. Disney's Aristocrats.
Right. That's a big one coming out of the vault. I think it was, I don't know if it was ever, was it available on DVD prior to this? I don't remember.
I don't think so.
And then I know that the Aristocrats is this month, and then I think next month is...
I believe it's the Aristocats.
Oh, sorry, the Aristocats, rather. And then next month, I think, is 101 Dalmatians.
Really?
It's another big animated title for them.
Has that been on DVD?
No, that was not on DVD. That one. This will be the first time on DVD for that one.
Wow, the vault.
The vault.
The most silly thing ever, the Disney vault. They show that big vault closing in the commercials.
You know what, though? As silly as it is, it really is marketing genius.
You are just a fucking Disney puppet. Shut up now.
It's marketing genius.
Shut up now. Ah. You're a Disney puppet. You go three times a year.
You collect
fucking pins. Shut up. It's not genius. It is purely blatant marketing to try and get these people to buy things. Hurry up and buy it before it goes back in the vault.
That's marketing genius. That's how marketing works.
And the turn of the century, they were talking about the last time it will be available this century.
Yeah, okay, so?
Just saying.
It's marketing genius. People are stupid. They fall for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some TV related stuff that you won't care about and I will.
Nice premise. How will Fantastic feel about it?
I don't know.
You must tell us more about us.
Fantastic probably wouldn't care. So there you go. Strangers in Paradise is potentially being developed for TV as either a miniseries or an ongoing series by Terry Moore.
So it's being optioned.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who got it?
That I don't know. I know that Terry Moore is working on it, along with Steven Sears, who I think worked on the original Xena series. Him and Terry Moore met when there was a Strangers in Paradise issue where there was a whole dream sequence, and Francine and Xena kind of met, and Francine became Xena, and it was this kind of
hook up,
goofy. Yeah, it was kind of goofy thing. But
so you know it's going to Showtime then.
Either that or Logo.
Showtime is the only channel that will carry the gay content other than Logo.
Or Logo.
But Logo's commercial TV, so.
That's true.
You're not going to see a lot. I know this because I watch The L Word.
You do That's watch
right.
The L Word.
That's right, everyone. I watch The L Word. You know why? Because I'm a man. That's why I watch The L Word. Because they have more chicks having sex in that than in most softcore porn.
All right.
And so, the story is rather engaging.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for it. But back to Strangers in Paradise. They're talking about live action, not animation. And that's exciting for Strangers in Paradise fans. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Of which you are one.
Of which I am one. I enjoy that book. It was a good book.
Well, I'd like to say that you were correct. I'm not really interested.
See?
And Fantastic doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
So, there you go.
That's what I was talking about. The last thing that I have really is just kind of in the what the fuck are you crazy category, at least in my personal opinion.
Okay.
And this would be the co-developer of the multi-million dollar game Brain Age, which is available for the DS Lite.
Is it true if you order one from BestBuy.com that you get two?
It could be.
That's what I heard.
Apparently, he was entitled to over $11 million in royalties for being co-developer of this game and didn't take any of it. Gave it all to charity, gave it to a college to help develop some new program, and I think he's fucking nuts. That's my opinion.
Fantastic. Fantastic flew up to his microphone.
Because when we had talked about this earlier, I said, what a nice guy.
No.
Matt said he's fucking nuts.
He's fucking nuts.
So the whole 11 bills, he gave it away?
That's what I'm saying. Look, you want to be a nice guy. You want to be charitable. Heck, give half of it away. Give like
maybe
give
he's
five
got,
and a half away.
Maybe he's got money.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't need it.
You know, no. I think he's just fucking nuts.
OG cannot function on that level, Fantastic.
No. If someone waved an $11 million check in my face, I can't imagine me going, nah.
But what if you had like $50 million already?
I could have 61.
Okay.
All right.
That kind of answers that, doesn't it?
Just think of what you could do with an extra $11
million. Nothing I couldn't do with the $60 million I already had.
Ah, you're being silly. Plus, we don't know that he has $60 million. It doesn't indicate in there that that he has that kind of money. It does say, though, that pretty much everybody in his family is pissed.
Gee, really?
So I think what he said was, his response was, they should go out there. He says, everyone in my family is mad at me, but I tell them that if they want money, go out and earn it.
Yeah, that means that he's not rich. Maybe he's just Buddhist.
Maybe. I'd like to go with the fucking nuts theory, but Buddhist, always an option.
Fantastic's Buddhist.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's a Buddhist Italian. He's a Naba Buddhist Don.
I don't even know what that means.
It's like Nabaludan and Buddhist. I've combined the two to make a humorous joke.
So is the instead of
Nabaludan.
Is it instead of a Buddha belly, it's Buddha abs?
That's right.
For the Nabaludan.
Check out that abs on Buddha. That's not actually Buddha, believe it or not, which I bet is what Fantastic's jumping up to say, right?
No, I was saying, when are we going to end this?
Buddha, not the big fat dude. Big fat dude's a different guy, but everybody just calls him Buddha.
All right.
My Liz found that out.
Okay.
Just saying.
Can we take a break now?
People to be ignorant about their Chinese mythos. Religious figures.
Asian, sir. Asian.
Whatever.
Oriental, sir.
Actually, rugs are oriental.
And so are vases.
People are Asian.
That's right.
We can take a break now before a Fantastic has a conniption.
Brian!
Welcome to the Nerd World Order!
Nerds are comic book readers, gamers, anime and manga fans, sci-fi and fantasy fans, action figure collectors, or anyone else that chooses to represent the nerd lifestyle. There has never been a clothing line for us to identify as our own, so the NWO was born.
The Nerd World Order is the clothing company for nerds, N-E-R-D-Z.
A new breed of nerds.
A breed that's in your face.
A breed that's in control.
A breed that doesn't back down.
No dumbass phrases on NWO t-shirts. No fanboy art on NWO t-shirts. Just badass designs for a new breed of nerds.
Take one brief look at the Nerd World Order slogan, Nerds Rule! You have now begun the Nerd World Order experience.
Nerd World Order clothing is all about representing who we are.
Find the Nerd World Order at nerdzrule.com.
Go to nerdsrule.com now to enter to win a free NWO t-shirt.
Nerds rule!
Hello, nurse. This is Yakko
and Wacko from Animaniacs, and you're listening to
Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Keep him tuned in.
Yeah, because if you don't, he'll kill you.
Yeah, he is really big, folks. We're looking at him. It's scary.
We're Animaniacs, totally insane-y, Inky and the Brainy. Animaniacs, those are the facts.
Thank you.
did the hand thing this time.
Oh, so we're back.
He did it at you, though.
But I wasn't. I was waiting for you.
Why are you waiting for me?
I'm not paying attention.
Duh.
It's not my job to pay attention. It's just my job to sit here and look stupid.
As is the custom, the plethora of DC product that is available in the world has once again washed over us.
But this isn't from DC Direct this
time.
No.
Because DC Direct does great collector's product, and we appreciate every bit of it. And right alongside them, right on same par, Mattel has shot out of a cannon of DC product. It's absolutely incredible. I'm talking about DC Universe from Mattel having all sorts of new product coming out.
All right. Well, why don't you tell us what they got?
All right. Let's address DC Universe. This comes out of DC and Mattel's most recent agreement, and they have the fighting figures. Now, these were originally intended to be part of some game like a Tactics or something.
Yeah, I remember.
They've taken the gameplay away from it, and they've just made these beautifully sculpted, exciting figures. Some of them have little actions and things, and you can fight with them. And the first series is out, features Superman versus Darkseid, Batman versus Two-Face, Batgirl versus Joker, Robin versus Two-Face, and Batman versus Catwoman, I think, are the ones that are in the first series.
Okay.
And then they have at least two more series planned with tons and tons of characters. What are these, about 3 inches tall? They are supremely sculpted. They have supreme action when they do. The example that we have here, we have the Joker versus Batgirl. The Joker has this gun, looks like a giant mouth, and a tongue shoots out of it.
Okay. Why a tongue?
Because it's a mouth, sir.
All right.
And Batgirl has a kind of a striking sort of action. You pull her back, and then she kind of, you know, punches forward. It's really neat, man. It's really a cute little thing. And it's something different. It doesn't have to be all the same thing all the time. This is Mattel trying out something new. They took the gameplay away from it, which I thought was an okay maneuver. But as long as they release the cool figures. The sculpting on them is absolutely fantastic.
Well, it's pretty.
It is pretty. And then, of course, the coup de grace. We've been talking about it for forever. Forever.
It would seem that way.
As we know, DC and Mattel's relationship began a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And initially, we got some figures from Mattel that were good, but they were rather limited in the sense that
Batman and Superman.
Superman and variants thereof and a couple of other characters, and they were kind of okay. No, those days are over.
Right.
DC Universe is here now, and the DC Universe Classics have been released. Wave 1, 6-inch, highly articulated, like Marvel Legends. Let's just call it what they are. It's like Marvel Legends, but DC.
Okay.
Except they're secondary paint.
What do you mean they're secondary paint?
They've actually not just done... These are more like old-school Marvel Legends where the paint detail is much better than the Hasbro Marvel Legends.
Right.
The large criticism of Hasbro's Marvel Legends is the paint detail.
Sure, it's terrible.
Well, yes, to put it in one word. I would say lacking.
Okay.
But, okay. DC Universe by Mattel, they're not making any such mistake. They listened to the fans.
Well, good for them.
And you get, in Series 1...
Must be run by Jesse Falcon.
Five characters. Who? Five characters. Each character, you get a bit of another character.
Ah, the Builder.
No, sir. Oh, no. It's not Builder. It is Collect and Connect. Collect and Connect, sir.
You call it Tomato. I call it Tomato. It's Builder.
You get... Rex Mason, the Element Man.
Ooh.
Rex Mason, the Element Man. Why aren't they calling him?
What would you call him?
Metamorpho. That's Metamorpho.
I know it is. I don't know. Maybe they don't have the rights to Metamorpho.
That's weird. Anyway, in Series 1, you get Orion. Darkseid's son nephew person.
Okay.
You get classic Detective Batman.
Okay.
Comes in the blue suit. It's the blue and gray suit. You get the Penguin.
Okay.
With the umbrellas. You get the Demon, Etrigan.
Right. The Etrigan figure is fantastic.
Is awesome. And what a great one to go right out of the gate with, as far as like, you know, I think Demon and Orion a little more obscure than the rest of these guys. But I'm glad that they're doing that, because what they're saying
is
we don't have to put out a Batman and a Superman every wave. Okay. That said, this is only so far as we've seen.
Yeah.
Right. And rounding out the five is Red Tornado.
Okay.
So you get a bunch of pieces. You put together Metamorpho or Rex Mason, the Element Man. I'm sure his name is Metamorpho. Maybe I'm wrong. It's Metamorpho. It is Metamorpho.
I believe so, yeah.
And they're fantastic. Hyper-articulated, sculpted by the Four Horsemen. Did you know that?
I did not.
They're stunning. They're really so well done, worth the wait. And now I think Hasbro's got to step up.
You know, one of the horsemen is in love with Fantastic.
I've heard that. Is it Corn Boy?
It is Corn Boy.
Yeah. I call him Corn Hole Boy because of his love for Fantastic.
Wow.
And his hatred of me.
Well, you know, it is easy to hate you, Kev.
Just saying. The Etrigan, I got to say, is banging. I'm holding him here in my hand.
Bangarang.
I mean, he is just fabulous. Fabulous. I can't wait to see what direction DC Universe is going to go in.
Okay.
It's awesome. What do you have over there? Now, what you have over there is DC Universe, but is not under the DC Universe brand, if you will.
Okay, now, before I get into this, tell me, is it legit?
Yes.
It is?
Yep.
Okay. So what I'm holding here is from The Batman. The current Batman animated series.
Right, the one with the more Asian feel.
Right. This is the Shadow Tech line of figures. I have here four, I guess these are 6-inch too, yeah?
No.
Yeah. No?
They're like
five?
Yeah, like four and a half. Something. I don't know what the scale really is. He's a little bit bigger, I think, than the average one.
Yeah, okay, so maybe they're in that like 5-inch. Five inch scale,
yeah.
4 1/4, 5 inch scale. I have four individual figures here. I've got Martian Manhunter, Superman, and Clark Kent.
But wait a minute. But didn't you say these were from the Batman
OG? I did. But, you know.
But I don't understand. So far it's Martian Manhunter and Superman.
Do they appear in the Batman?
Apparently.
Okay. I have Card Attack Joker.
Which I believe is a reissue of that figure. I'm not exactly sure about that.
And I have the Flash.
Right.
Now, I'm a little confused at this Superman Clark Kent figure.
Okay.
Because it says on the packaging clearly, Superman and Clark Kent. Yet I don't see a rotating torso or a removable cape. Or a pair of glasses.
I cannot answer your question, sir, because I do not know.
Or a business suit.
Okay.
So this is Superman.
Perhaps they're just indicating that he is also Clark Kent.
Like, you don't sell a Spider-Man figure as Spider-Man and Peter Parker. I'm just saying.
Okay. Your criticism aside.
Anyway, yes. The figures are nice.
Uh-huh.
The sculpt is nice.
So let's talk about them for a minute.
There are a couple more figures that we don't have here that are in the line. So why don't I just run them off real quick. We got Red Zap Robin.
Uh-huh.
Crimson Rage Batman.
Okay.
Subwave Batman.
Uh-huh.
And Final Assault Batman.
Right. So let's talk about this series for a little bit. Okay, so here's the deal. The deal with this series is...
There are two packs
is...
also.
Oh, there is? Oh, what's it? Well, tell us about the two-pack. Right. I want to know everything.
The two-pack that I have here is, this is a two-pack, but I think maybe it's a deluxe kind of packaging. It's Batman versus the Joker.
Get out.
I don't lie, sir.
Wow.
I don't lie. And this is not Card Attack Joker, and it is generic Batman.
Okay.
But... also in this line, not here, would be there is Batman versus Superman.
Okay.
Then there is Aeroscope Batman, Zen Dragon Batman, Battle Fist Batman.
Those are more in the single carded line.
No, actually, it looks like they're accessories okay. and weapons are a little bit more. I'm thinking that this is actually a deluxe line, maybe.
Yeah, they're actually, they're larger scale, the ones you were just talking about.
Oh, really?
They're actually, they're about 8 inches tall.
Tech Attack Robin?
Yeah, like
and
7 or 8
Rotobash Bane?
Yeah. I haven't seen Rotobash Bane, but I've seen some of the other ones. Let's talk about this line for a minute.
All right, let's. Okay.
We've talked about DC's relationship with Mattel and forming of the DC universe. So Mattel's basically doing all manner of DC characters
right.
now, right? The show The Batman, which I happen to think is good. I don't personally think it's as good as the 90s series,
well,
but they're aiming for a different audience. That said, the redesign that they've done on this series, I really do appreciate. I thought it's really well done. And the criticism of this line up till now has been exactly what OG is thinking right now. Tons of Batman, no villains. It's the same thing over and over again. But to Mattel's credit, they've heard the cry.
Okay.
And they said, okay, well, guess what? Some different heroes are going to be making their appearance
sure.
in this universe. We're going to do figures of those.
Okay.
So we get Martian Manhunter. Mm-hmm. We get The Flash. We get Superman. And we get more villains as well.
Well, the Joker so far.
Well, yeah, but I mean more are coming. Right, right, I mean, right. there's a good variety of them out there. I mean, they're
sure.
doing their best to respond to what people are saying about the line. And I think they have done an exceptional job in answering that call with these figures. They're really stylized. They're well designed. And it's characters that you want to see. You want to see, I do. I want to see The Flash and Superman and Martian Manhunter. I want to see these guys translated into these other universes. It's great that we have the DC Universe Classics because this is how we're used to seeing these characters. The 6-inch multi-articulated thing is new for some of these characters, for a lot of these characters, for most of these characters, and that's great. But that style, that comic book styling, is really one that we're used to. Whenever we get an opportunity to get a retro styling on a series like The Batman, I really like seeing it. Even if ultimately I don't like the style,
right.
per se, which I do like the style in this one, it's nice to see that they're trying to do other things.
Okay.
Remember how much you liked the Riddler from this series?
The yes,
Marilyn Manson
a lot,
Riddler.
A lot,
exactly.
Actually.
And that kind of thing, I think, is what makes this line, The Batman, very exciting.
I have one more comment on the Shadow Tech line. I'd like to read to you the flavor text on the back of this packaging.
Okay.
And then talk about these figures that are not Batman.
Okay.
Okay. So it says, Shadow Tech is Batman's most advanced arsenal ever. Powerful weapons, vehicles, and gadgets that give the Caped Crusader the ultimate crime-fighting abilities. Now Batman has joined forces with the founders of the Justice League. The enemies of Gotham City are no match for the Batman, his array of Shadow Tech vehicles and gear backed by the Justice League.
There you go.
Okay. So when I first saw this line, and a lot of you may be thinking this if you haven't seen this yet, when you read something that says Shadow Tech, right? My initial impression was kitchen sink everything.
Okay. As well it should, because...
To which I asked you, is it appropriate or is it not appropriate? You said it is, and apparently the Batman figures are all these super hyped up armor Batman that
right.
actually appears in the show.
Some of them.
But, all of the figures in the line that are not Batman, for example, Superman, The Flash, and Martian Manhunter,
uh-huh.
come with nothing.
Nothing.
Just the figure.
That's it.
No kitchen sink.
Nope.
No gun. No attachments.
Nothing.
No nothing.
They are clear and clean representations of the character in the design of the show as they appear in the show.
So that's good for you collectors out there that maybe want something
Hell
different.
Yeah.
Martian Manhunter fan, nice Martian Manhunter piece.
And I want to point out.
Flash fan. Nice Flash.
It is. It is a nice. They are. I want to point one thing out, though, before we go on. The Robin in this line is just the worst figure ever. The Robin in this, what I mean in this line is, I mean in this overall, the Batman line, he's terrible.
Why is he terrible?
He's a thin, tiny little body and a humongous head.
It's kind of almost like a Teen Titans Robin.
It is, but it's even more grossly disproportioned than that. Their answer to that is, well, we had to do that in order to be able to make the figure. I don't agree with that. I think they made a bad choice here where they could have made a good one.
Okay.
That said, that exploration of other characters is really what's making that line really, really stand out for me right now.
Well, I have no interest in any of the Batman characters in that line, to be honest with you. All the other stuff I like.
Right. Well,
but that's personal. That's personal.
DC Universe 6-inch, 5 in the line, you build Metamorpho. DC Universe fighting figures, supremely sculpted with a tiny bit of action. These sculpts are just fantastic. I just want to say it one more time. The Batman opens the universe up a little more in their little universe to get some more of the characters that we're used to in their redesigned looks for that series.
Right.
It's exciting, exciting stuff coming from Mattel.
Okay.
I'm really, really excited to see where all of these lines end up going. Really, I am. I think the Batman was at a crossroads. They were either going to continue going the way they were going and ultimately down, or open up wide and explore, and I think they made the right choice. And with the influx of the new deal between DC and Mattel, we're going to see a lot more of these great characters in the hyper-articulated 6-inch format. It's a very exciting time, I have to say. Thank you to Mattel for renewing my interest in 6-inch multi-articulated heroes.
So there it is. A thank you to Mattel. And now we take a break.
Oh, God, another spot? I'm tired of doing these. Why don't we let Fantastic do this one?
Go ahead, Fantastic. It's all you.
I get to do this one?
All you, baby.
All right, here we go. Super Hollywood style.
You want comic books? We got comic books. Come to Time Warp Comics and Games, 555 Pompton Avenue, Cedar Grove, New Jersey.
That's it?
I need some more info.
They have games. They have toys.
Visit them on the web at timewarpcomics.com. Is that the URL?
Why don't you look it up?
Where?
You're at the computer. Why don't you look it up?
Give me something else to say.
The URL, the phone number.
The phone number?
Yeah.
973. What's the phone number?
Pull the fucking page up.
973-857-9788. And for those of you still living in 1988, you can send them a fax at 973-857-2009.
You can't put that in a commercial.
Well, what if they want to fax
their
order?
You're insulting them. They're a sponsor of the show. You can't insult them and say that their technology's outdated.
Wait, I'm gonna read this list that's here.
Okay, go ahead.
Comics, collectibles, collectible card games, tabletop games, toys, action figures, manga.
Yo, you gotta respond at least.
What am I supposed to say? This is our fault. We are to blame for this. We let him do this. Why don't you write a script? You know, a script.
I'm Buddhist. I don't believe in scripts.
What the hell am I going to make out of that mess?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to talk to you for a moment. If you're in the New Jersey area and you'd like to purchase comics, collectibles, card games, toys, action figures, manga, or other geek paraphernalia, visit Time Warp Comics and Games, 555 Pompton Avenue, Cedar Grove, New Jersey. Give them a call at 973-857-9788 or visit them on the web at timewarpcomics.com. When she walks, she's like a samba that's...
Hey, this is David Naughton from An American Werewolf in London. And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. I'm
I vote for a shorter, more condensed, to the point, succinct wrap up.
Really? If you can spell succinct, we'll do it that way.
No.
I understand what you're saying. Let's, we just want to hit the highlights of the show.
I know.
Kind of bring it all together to a close. Episode 91 of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. We didn't name it either.
Yeah. Indiana Jones is about aliens.
No, it's just, it's about aliens, but that has nothing to do with DC.
Yeah, but that's fantastic.
Maybe that should be the title. It's about aliens, but it has nothing to do with DC.
There you go.
Oh, that's a good one. See? Fantastic. Hope you got that.
It's come together.
What did we talk about on episode 91? It's about aliens, but not about DC.
We did talk about Indiana Jones.
But it has nothing to do with DC.
We talked about the alien skull. There you go.
DVDs, Elizabeth the Golden Age, Across the Universe, The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, and Arista Katz from Disney.
That's right. Venom might have its own movie, and Strangers in Paradise. Maybe it is coming to TV.
Comic books to check out this week. The 12, issue 2 from Marvel. Countdown to Final Crisis number 12 from DC. Star Wars Legacy from Dark Horse, and Scud, the Disposable Assassin number 21 from Image. A 10-year wait on that book. Rob Schreb going to be on this program in March.
A Henson biopic and Eddie Izzard lending his voice to Prince Caspian.
The X-Men get shattered by Messiah Complex and come back in all new and various forms. As we've said earlier, this will include new X-Men going away, Uncanny X-Men staying the same. X-Men Legacy will become the book that was formerly known as the X-Men. X-Factor and X-Force are the two remaining teams. Wolverine and Cable remain bad and solo comics.
What wasn't Heath Ledger taking? And the guy who develops Brain Age, fucking nuts.
The fucking antidote. That's what he wasn't taking. Marvel Universe comic readers, prepare for Secret Invasion. That's right. Your favorite Marvel character may be a Skull, a shape-shifting Skrull.
Or Skull.
Skrull.
One way or the other.
I thought I said Skrull. Tough shape-shifting Skrull. You say that five times fast.
All right. We had some product that we talked about that came out this past week.
Yes, and that included Superman Batman Series 5, which included characters Supergirl, Power Girl, Composite Superman, and the Joker and Mr. Mitzelplick in a two-pack. These are in the style of Ed McGuinness. They're kind of 6-inch animated is what I call them, and they're very they're great. DC Direct product, always great.
And from Dark Horse this week, we have Inara Shuttle from the film Serenity.
Serenity, of course, as you know, based on the TV show
Firefly.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
Right. Dark Horse Deluxe actually brings that to us this week. And then in the second segment,
we had some product review. Yes, more DC, this time from Mattel. All good.
The Mattel DC Alliance explosion has begun. With the DC Universe Classics, Wave 1, Series 1, Wave 1, including pieces to collect and connect.
Okay.
A sixth character.
Build a figure.
Wave 1 includes Orion, Classic Detective Batman, the Penguin, the Demon Etrigan, and Red Tornado. Mix up all the pieces that come with it, and you get Metamorpho, or Rex Mason, or the Element Man, or whatever he's going by these days.
We have the Batman animated series Shadow Tech line, featuring a plethora of Batmans in armor you've never heard of. In addition to that, we've got some great representations of some other classic DC characters, including The Flash, Martian Manhunter, The Joker, and more to come.
And Superman. Very important. And I think that's huge for that line.
Sure.
DC Universe Fighting Figures. These are about 2.5-3 inch figures. They're supremely sculpted. They have some sort of little action mechanism that allows them to fight. This was originally slated as a game type, tactics type game from Mattel. They decided to abandon the game aspect of it and just have these little figures that you can fight. I think it's a good move. If only to get us these fantastic figures. There's a bazillion of them planned.
Right.
I'm hoping they all come out. Series 1 is out now. You should check it out.
Okay. And that was it.
See? It can be done short and concise.
Well, we should do it like that every week.
I just feel like a fucking Sports Center announcer when we do it that way.
Don't forget, you can check us out online at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. If you like what you hear and you like what you like the show, leave us a comment, dig us, find us on iTunes, subscribe to the show. Show us your love.
If you like World of Warcraft, come join us on the Kieran Tor server, the Geek Stuff Guild. You can look for me, Big Kev. I am Blue Devil, BlueDevill, and OG is Light, LYYTE. Come check us out. If you've never heard of the World of Warcraft,
you're crazy.
Get out from under your rock. And if you would like to give World of Warcraft a try, drop us an email. We'll send you over a trial. We got some of those left,
sure.
Right? Trials. So there's that. And also, I'm going to announce it now. March 1st, our next live XM Satellite Radio show.
Wow. What's the timer on that?
3 hours.
Sir. Oh, shit.
We have 3 hours of time. March 1st, XM Satellite Radio. Barring anything unforeseen.
So this is where we want listener content.
That's right.
Start sending me those emails, folks.
That's right.
Because 3 hours is a lot of time.
That's right. And we don't have Sam Jones and Melody Anderson this time. So, I mean, hopefully we'll have somebody else. But we don't have them.
Right.
And so
but
that's
we do have
up.
Some of their DVDs still available on the Big Kids Geek Stuff website.
Yes, we do. And we have the download available as well of the exclusive Flash Gordon 1980 commentary that Sam Jones and Melody Anderson did with us. The disc, of course, limited edition, signed and numbered by Sam and Melody. Exclusive content, the video, the commentary, the exclusive Alex Ross artwork. It's just a fun-filled package. You want to get yours.
Oodalolly.
Amen.
Mr. Fantastic, do you have any final words?
No, we forgot something.
What did we forget?
I don't know.
No, we got it all in there.
We're talking about XM. Sam Jones, Millie Anderson.
Yeah, it's all in there.
3 hours. I'm sure we forgot something.
Just ending the show. That's the only thing we seem to have forgotten.
Fantastic. Do you have any final words for episode 91? It's about aliens, but it has nothing to do with DC.
We better start talking about the new G.I. Joe figures. They are awesome.
And on that note, we cue the music.